Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. And yes, we are here and we're never going away. Let's go and talk about a bunch of stuff. But before we do that, let me bring on my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing great. And before we get into things, there was a piece of news that I heard from Greg Kelly last night about Thomas Jefferson, and that there was a school named after him somewhere in New York, and they changed the name because of the environment and gave it to another person, a black woman. And I wanted to set the record straight here about Thomas Jefferson. He was not a slave owner. Sally Hennessy wanted to be with him. They were lovers. And they had children together. And he had signed the paper that she was free and the children were free. So people need to learn the true history of what went on with him. He was pro-freedom. And now I return the show to you, Joe.
All right. There's a lot of big things here. We've got a lot to celebrate this week, you know. Well, look what happened yesterday. Trump was 26-0 in his predictions in his endorsements yesterday. Really good. Democrats lost a seat in New York. Actually, they lost two, but they lost Maloney in one. Kellyanne Maloney, she's gone. And they lost a special election seat, but they kept one on the other end. So that's okay there. In this state, in Florida, we had some primaries, and we were pretty good. Most of the people that we endorsed actually won. We did not win with Reuben Young, but Carlos Spalding, who is a friend, and we're going to make the announcement right now that Carlos Spalding, we will be supporting, endorsing Carlos Spalding support Congressman CB-25, and we'll do whatever we can to get her to defeat Debbie Wasserman Schultz, one of the worst vile individuals on this planet when it comes to the human being. Especially, we call herself a Jew because her position on Israel and her support of what Obama wanted to do was bring it back to...
Well, she certainly is pro-slavery. How do I mean by that? She wants the American people to be enslaved to the government.
That's it. And she really just does not help people. But, you know, and this is scary for her because Debbie and I know each other for years. We grew up in the same area in Queens, Barstow's Regal Park area. And she knows who I am. And I ran against her back in 2012. And she's also going to go again in 2014.
She buys the vote by doing favors for people.
Yeah, I know.
That's how she does it. But
how
she doesn't have Brendan Snipes anymore. And she doesn't have whoever's in there anymore.
And within the next few days, they're not going to have Joe Scott either because he got caught with all the fraud. And
exactly.
He's going now.
Exactly.
As soon as the operation starts to get all these people, that's when he'll be gone. But what's even more importantly is the school boards. See, we focused most of our attention over the last several months was the school boards. Not just here in Broward County or in Florida, but around the country. And we're doing pretty good. And there were 30 school board elections to that yesterday in Florida. We won 25 of them. And Trump and...
We kick butt. And our babies will be saved.
And, you know, it's really great to know what's happening with that.
That's right. And the ones here in Broward County, well, some of them are going to go to jail.
Yeah.
Dr.
Right
Osgood.
And then the superintendent of schools. We flipped five counties in the school board. We flipped Miami-Dade, Sarasota, Martin County, Clay County, and Duval County went from left-wing to conservative. And we flipped them, and the woke is going to go down. Then in those counties, none of those kids are going to be indoctrinated to hate, no more CRT, and no more indoctrination to be something you're not. No LGBTQ induction or any of that stuff. The kids are going to be kids. They're going to learn how to read and write and be arithmetic and do it right. And anyone that tries that will be charged with sexual assault and child abuse.
Don't learn how to read. They won't be illiterate.
Now, in Broward County, there were four Broward County School Board members that were indicted Friday with the recommendation for Governor DeSantis to terminate them immediately. He had to wait until after the election is over, which was yesterday. The results were certified sometime today. So he figured tomorrow or Friday, or the latest Monday, all four of them or two of them will be finally terminated. The other two did not run, so they were out anyway. And so that's what that is going to be. And then you got Dr. Oscar, who's a state senator who has been suspended anyway. And no previous pay from what she did, and no pay to begin with.
Nothing.
And then there starts the criminal aspect, and they're all going to end up in jail. And also Rusty, my target from way back, he's looking at the criminal charges, and he was indicted for misappropriation of funds over millions of dollars that was geared to schools, school supply to safety. And he took
the raises that the teachers were supposed to get, all the money disappeared. But don't worry, he's going to be RICO'd. Would that be correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what happened with Dale Holness?
Dale Holmes lost. He lost yesterday pretty big in his thing, and he already been indicted. So even if he, his whole family, we call the Holmes Crime Friend Syndicate. His whole family is gone. Now, and his daughter's in prison now, and he's heading in that direction too.
And the real estate corruption here in Broward County and all over the state of Florida.
Right. We are doing it, and we're doing a great job at it.
That's right.
Now, so that's a big thing right now. And then we got to congratulate some people, and we're going to do that now. Our friend Joe Budd. Joe Budd won his race in CD23. I said it was going to be close between Budd and
Pruden and Swapper.
And I was pretty close. I got the order right. It wasn't as close as I thought it would be. But Joe Budd won by about 40, 50 points. And then he was in the upper 30s or 40s. Pruden was in the low 20s. And Swapper was like 13%, something like that. She did a little better this time around than last time, but she still came in third this time instead of fourth. But she lost, which is I guess a good thing. She's tried.
Are they going to support Bud?
I'm going
to
tell you,
Moskowitz?
No. Swapper is not energetic. Pruden is a lawyer, and he acts and does that, and he might not do it. But Joe Bud. You know, if this was for you, his tagline, he is energetic. We know each other for years, back going back to 2009. He won the original tea parties. He won the people of the ritual on the show. He's right up there with Ed Lynch. We know each other, and we endorse him. And he will be Moskowitz. The only thing we got to worry about Moskowitz is his own money, because he's made up money. But money doesn't always buy everything. And if you got a good message, you can win. And what's happening in this country right now, it's very simple. And people are pissed off. I've been on for many hours talking to people around the country on different things. And they are extremely upset. And it's getting worse. And I'll tell you why in a minute. But they are extremely upset. The economy, increased taxes, increased interest rates, crime, the illegal aliens, the drugs, everything under the sun is there. And we just added something else. Today, this afternoon, the illegitimate President Biden did a second order and vacated about $10,000 per student and student debt. And frankly, you know what happens? We all and I are going to pay for it, because that's what our tax store. There is now, in the works, a class action lawsuit. Ed Lynch was mentioning it. And there is a class action lawsuit that's being set up on every single person in this country that took out a student loan and paid for it. And people that dealt and people that work in trade schools, they never took out a student loan, or got a trade job, they never took out a student loan. They're getting taxed off the rear end too. And people with special needs and disabilities, and SSI and Social Security people, by vacating that $10,000 per student, they're paying for it too, because it's going to be higher prices at the supermarket, less. And higher prices to see doctors and stuff like that to increase taxes. In order for them to vacate those loans, somebody else has to pay for it. And every single American across the board is upset about it. That's the big story that came out over today. The other big story today was the fact that they found that another raid in a traffic stop in Arizona found more fentanyl pills, more are guns and monies and stuff, and they're coming in by the truckloads, basically. And people are dying. It doesn't take much to do it. And we know who the drug dealers are. But we have great people around the country right now that actually just stepping up to fight to protect the lives of individuals, and that's what it's doing. And we're going after the drug dealers. A mild drug deal, and this is CDC, but this is the government system's numbers, the CDC numbers. If you're a mild drug dealer, low-life drug dealer, you know, the ones at the corner that doesn't, you know, that, you know, low-level stuff, over their lifetime, they killed over 500 people. And they were, actually, I would say right, they murdered over 500 people. A hardcore drug dealer, the one, the main guys, they murdered thousands of people. Also are being charged, such amount, if it's low-level or big level, they are both being charged as a serial killer and being executed, and that's how it's going to be done. And we started here in the state of Florida, and we're doing it in Arizona, and we're doing it in other states around the country. And you're going to see drug dealers and all the anything associated with them and their families either disappear, eliminate it, or go to jail, or just stop. That's how a lot of countries like Singapore does it. If you get caught stealing drugs, you're executed. Quick trial and you're executed. That's it. And that's how it should be. Because drugs kill. Now, do you have any comment?
No.
Okay. Now, go back to the elections. We want to congratulate one of our guests, and Scotty Moore. Scotty Moore won in a landslide in CD9, and he's doing great, and he will be coming back on the show. Luna from CD13, a Trump endorsement, won, and is expected to win that seat now. He's doing good there. There is a dispute going on now between Laura Luma and Daniel Webster. And in that race, I think it's 11. But anyway, Laura Luma lost by about 3 or 4 percentage points. But she's contesting it, saying that there's some hanky-panky. We have election integrity on the ground in all 67 counties. We did not see any that we know of early reports come in on that one. We did see things across the board, and they were handed over to the teams for the DeSantis to make the arrest, and that should come shortly. But other than that, we didn't see anything in Laura Luma's thing. Now, down here in CD25, Ruben Young complained about the media cutting was short, but you know what? He was campaigning all over the place. And yes, his name recognition is not that big of Broward, but in Miami-Dade, where he's from initially, he should have done better than he did. He was going against Carlos Baldwin, who ran a couple times, and they knew who she was because she had money, and that's what he's going against. And that's the thing. But the mainstream media is not your friend if you're a Republican at all. They're part of Big Tech and all the other stuff, and that is something that we need to really eliminate, get the 230s out of there, and start working and getting these people out and make the press where it used to be. The press is supposed to be neutral. They're supposed to report the facts and let commentators make the comments and let the people decide based on the facts, not use their political slants. And that's why CNN went bankrupt. They just fired Don Lemon. They fired a bunch of others. CNN is basically gone, as the thing. In fact, they're now moving towards MAGA, which you believe or not. The last few days, after they're getting rid of most of the left-wingers, they're now starting to move to center to the right, which we don't trust anyway. Most of the time we watch is Newsmax, RSPN, OANN, and, of course, the truth is out there, voice of the people. You get all the information there. You can't go wrong. Any comments, Scarlett?
No.
Okay. Now, we got Joe Buzz. We got Carlos Baldwin. We got the school boards. Luna, CD13, Scotty. Okay, now New York. Now with Pete Maloney, that's a good thing in a way, but New York's still got a lot of problems because in one of the state districts, I think it's an upstate, a socialist one. So you got to face a lot of problems in New York State still. So you got to worry about that. Back down here to Florida, Charlie Crist against Nikki Freed. We got rid of the Nikki Freed, the drug dealing bitch, as we call her, lost, and she's out of politics as of January. She didn't really win that seat as the Acting Chelsea Commissioner. She had Brenda Spence Gale at 3 in the morning. And so she was going to lose anyway. But she lost big by about 30 points, 40 points to Charlie Crist. Charlie Crist is going to lose to Ron DeSantis by, I would say, good 20 points because DeSantis is tough on. And we're going to play this. This is a commercial and we're sponsoring and endorsing Governor Ron DeSantis' Top Gun as to be reelected in the state of Florida. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is we got to get the sound. I don't know why
he's sounding something like that. It's not loud.
I know.
It's on the headset.
Oh, that why.
And it's still low, and then you got to go make the thing higher. Let it go.
All right, let's try it again. I took the headset off.
But you got to make the audio higher at the bottom.
I did.
Okay, so play it.
I did. It's not working.
Okay, well, I need to offer. I'm sorry.
All
put
right.
The headset back.
Anyway, that's okay. Anyway, so we got rid of Top Gun anyway. It didn't work out. But the commercial of Top Gun is what we did. So that's the key there. Anyway, you hear me still? Hello? Hello. Hey, yo. Oh. Anyway, you got. Anyhow, we tried something, and that worked out pretty good. But we just can't do it right now with that. So we kicked out the Top Gun and we put that in another place because it just didn't work. But that's okay. And bottom line is we support Governor DeSantis. And that's a good thing. And for whatever reason, I urge everybody for us to go and to watch it. And maybe we can. Here we go.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking. Today's training evolution starts by taking on the corporate media. The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. When they fire,
okay, and it's text Biden to 5-12345. All right, that is Top Gun. That's the famous commercial by Governor Ron DeSantis. And And that is very important. Okay, so that was it there. And sometimes we got our technical stuff with it, and sometimes we didn't, and that's good. Now, we got yesterday, okay, a couple weeks ago we got Mar-a-Lago. Yesterday we got Marjorie Taylor Greene. People are trying to shut us all down one way or the other, and they're going to lose in the end. They call this thing SWATI. I don't know why they make that name up, but it's they call it SWATI, where a false police report gets filed, whatever it may be. And Mar-a-Lago, they have all kinds of lies to begin with, and they come in, and they did the raid, and now all the FBI agents, 14, debunked this story by the Democrats. The judges now are pulling back on this type of stuff. And it looks like Garland and others are about to get arrested for treason and stuff. It's really bad. It's backfiring for them. All the Republicans are voting Republican, and most pretty much all the independents are voting Republican, and most of the Democrats are not coming out because they're ashamed of the actions they're doing. And that's what happened there. Now they try to shut the Marjorie Taylor Greene. And they did some kind of phone report, and the cops came over to her home yesterday.
Who filed that report on her?
We don't know. She's not saying, actually. She says she knows who did it, but she's having that person arrested or lawsuit.
One of her neighbors?
No, I think it's part. I think it's one of the people that don't want her to win re-election. But this is what they do, or they're trying to shut it down. When
it's
people
never going to happen. They're never going to shut her down.
Yeah, when people see that don't have no conception of honesty and the truth, and they're afraid of the voice of what of reason, so to speak, or of people's voices, they tend to try and shut them down. And that's what they're doing. They tried to with Matt Gaetz, too, and a bunch of things. And he's now in the clear. In fact, Matt Gaetz, we got to congratulate him. He won by a landslide in his reelection bid. So, look, bottom line is the communist, Democrat, socialist, whatever it is, they're scared of the truth. They're scared of people
waking
up.
They're morons.
They are scared of honesty. They make fun of things, and they end up being, and they end up being the ones.
They end up getting buzzed. So,
you know, that's what that is.
Move on.
But, you know, they
everybody gets their day. Moment.
Yeah, every dog has its day. You know what I mean?
That's right.
But, and they're going to get their trouble in there anyway. So that's what's happening there. So we got literally a lot of things around the country.
It was a great, great primary yesterday. It worked out. Everybody won that needed to win, and now we're moving on to the election.
Yeah. I want to tell you something.
They need to be out like today. They should have been out campaigning today.
They are.
Every second of every minute of every hour of the day. They need to be out there talking to people. You know, pounding on the ground.
They
and
are
walking
doing that. All
walking.
The candidates that we know are out there campaigning as we speak.
Laura Luma, I believe in my heart, Laura Luma, Webster won.
Webster won.
He doesn't seem like a scoundrel to me.
No, he won, and he won by...
He can go either way. If he lost, he's a gentleman. He'd step aside and congratulate and then concede. He doesn't seem like a two-year-old whining and crying, like, Lewis.
I need to get on to this little story out of California
that
is breaking. Plus, California, this thing is can affect everybody who rents eventually around the country.
What?
There is a law that's been, they are just announced that they are not allowing car companies to sell gasoline-run cars in the state of California.
What?
They're not
Newsom is not allowing to...
Newsom, Newsom is not allowing people to buy gasoline-run cars.
Why?
In California. Because he's an environmental racco. And he wants to
what are all the gas and oil companies going to do to him?
Get out of the state, go to Texas or Florida, and build a business there.
It's going to be, there's just going to be rickshaws because they don't even believe in horse and buggy because of the poop.
Yeah. But then again,
Hollywood don't have cars either?
I don't know. I'm telling you, California is becoming such a disaster.
Yeah, they're done.
You know, I talk to people in California, and they can't wait to get it. They said, we mentioned DeSantis, and they go, I wish we were living in
Florida. So I have a question. How are buses going to run?
There's electric buses out there. Broward County has them.
The BCT has gas buses.
They also have electric buses. They have both.
Okay.
And
I am telling you, they don't have enough of what you think. It's new. They don't have it. Okay? Shit.
That's what's happening.
Even those rail cars run on gas. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, what are motorcycles going to do?
Well, I got better ones.
Motorcycles. How about Hollywood?
What?
They do stunt shit. What do you think is going to happen with movies?
Yeah, but then again, these left-wing actors they don't give a damn about anything anyway.
Hollywood's going to fall apart with this shit because most of those people are just going to leave.
There may be some people that'll go down the tubes with them and just die with the vine.
Yeah, what, like De Niro and Spielberg?
Yeah, and others. Other left-wing thingbacks.
Well, that's their problem. So, Gavin Newsom, is he in an election for this November?
I don't know. If anyone's running against him.
Well, he stole it from Larry Elder. Would that be correct?
Yeah. I don't know if anyone...
So why are they not investigating the steal?
We have a lot of stuff, and we have a lot of people...
He didn't concede. Larry Elder didn't concede, did he?
I don't know.
Okay.
I do know that we have a bunch of local elections that actually started to flip, and we did flip a number of school boards in California. Especially the San Francisco area and the L.A. area. They recalled the George Soros.
Can he legally do that?
What?
Can he legally do that?
I don't know. This just broke over the wire when I was working. I saw it in the system.
The state legislature approved that.
I don't know if they did or not. You're dealing with ultra-left-wingers. In a California state legislature.
They ain't coming here. I'll go better one. How are they going to keep their homes? Because it gets cold there, in part.
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to keep their homes warm?
They don't think about that. They'll probably cut the firm wood like the old days.
They don't have fireplaces.
They might.
Come on, use some intelligence.
I don't know, all right? But that's the way it is.
All right, whatever. I don't live in California.
No, thank God. But
I'm not into earthquakes. I don't know what's worse, the earthquake or a hurricane. I say a hurricane's just so much better.
Yeah, we talked about hurricanes. We haven't had one yet this year. There is two couple waves that they're watching. One's better organized than the other. One's going to be south of us, it looks like, and the other one's too early to tell.
I mean, the last hurricane we experienced was back in 2005 with Wilma. It had no power for 18 days.
After that, but basically we've been very lucky.
And the wiring hasn't been put under the ground. FPO has not completed the mission. They got the money to complete the mission, but they never completed. And it's 17 years later, and they didn't complete the mission.
They said it takes about 30 years for them to complete all of Broward County under the underground.
Well, it hasn't been done on this side.
No, but a lot of places in the east side from 95 all the way down to the ocean.
Because that's the new part.
That's been done, and parts in Weston and
because of Debbie.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, well. Okay, everybody should move to Weston, people. You'll have your cable and your power will work.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. So. Hey, we got a call.
Oh, no.
Okay, number 574, what's your question and who are you? Hello? The caller.
It's a troll. What do you
maybe. Hey, if you want to talk and make a conversation, we're ready. We talk to all trolls anyway. We don't fight. as long as you're respectful, we'll gladly talk to you. He hung up.
You know who that was?
Yeah, whatever it was. Okay. We are not.
It was an
okay.
Imp.
Who's an imp?
It was an imp.
I-M-P,
imp.
Okay.
An imp, a wimp, and a gimp.
To let you know, we have a history of talking to everyone. And trolls.
We do.
We had a guy from Detroit.
We love those. Remember that gentleman that called a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. Like, we talked to him to a point. We don't care.
And he didn't call back. He should call back.
The thing is, we had a guy from Detroit a few years back who started off mean and nasty type of thing. We talked to him, and he ended up becoming a regular. Go back and forth. We do that all the time, and we like doing it that way.
We do. We're respectful. We're not out to hurt you or insult you or demean you or browbeat you. We stay on topic. We're not two-year-olds. We're not people who just have to have a laugh on people. We respect people.
574 numbers. If you want to call back and actually talk to us, we'd gladly do that. You know,
I would say we're great role models for a lot of people. But,
you know. You know, what's interesting?
What's interesting?
Every one of the candidates that won in Florida and the
America
Republican
First candidates.
America First candidates and the Right to Life candidates. They love life.
That's right.
And they're in there. And
they were responsible for life. So.
You know, so that's a good thing. And this is across the country. People, when you talk to them and you talk about situations around the world, about what's on the areas and how it affects children and mothers who are pregnant and things of that nature, and you talk about them and all the problems they're having across the country and around the world, organizations like Project Hope and others.
You know, speaking of pregnancy, a lot of pregnancies with those jabs have been affecting that. You know?
Yeah.
Many, many shots hurt.
A lot of
miscarriages, a lot of stillborn babies. And I'm serious. I was reading it.
For those that don't know it, Jill Biden, for the third or fourth time, has COVID again, tested positive for COVID.
All right. Jill Biden's running COVID.
They're taking turns of who's getting
it. Is it all fails? He doesn't want to be.
Because
he's scared shitless, because he's going to jail, that boy. He's going for that fraud. I didn't know they were going to go do that to Mar-a-Lago. He had to give the order. He's the president.
He gave the order. Merrick Garland didn't just wake up
that morning and say, let's go serve a subpoena and go through Donald Trump's stuff and Melania. You know, it was ordered. I believe it was Hillary.
It's time to prevent, okay. First of all, I'm calling you what it is, the Biden and the COVID stuff. It's bullshit. It's a lie. It's more to this than meets the eye. I agree
with
Jay
Kelly. That's right.
I think Biden is gone in a lot of different ways, mentally and maybe physically. And I think this is excuses to keep him out of the public eye.
He has cancer. Okay. And I believe it's Hillary because she's part of this crap. And she has a vendetta because she lost. And she can't handle it. She's pissed off that she lost. She is. I mean, how many bobs has she gone through? She's so pissed off.
So
those
anyway,
are battery-operated boyfriends, for anybody who didn't know what the acronym was.
We got the show coming up on Sunday and on Wednesday, and we're going to continue to go through that route. And we do have a lot of different people coming in that will be involved in this. Because we're heading into the election year, we're going to actually have these candidates that won. Scotty Moore will be on, is now coming on. We got
Joe Budd.
He's coming on.
We put out feelers for Carla and anybody else who wants to come on the show. Matt Gaetz, anybody.
A governor candidate in New York, Lee Zeldin's coming on.
Wasn't there an election in Oklahoma or Oregon?
Yeah, in Oklahoma, a suspended race. It's a runoff, and the American
Isn't
first
there
candidate
a debate tonight?
Him.
Where's that debate?
There's a debate tonight at 9 o'clock on Newsmax in New Hampshire. It's a debate between two Republican Senate candidates in a primary coming up next week, I think. And it's New Hampshire, and Newsmax is coming at 9 o'clock. So that's 1115 in the Miami-Dade Broward County area. So if you look at Newsmax as the local programming, it's cable guide, and you'll see where it's at. If not, download the Newsmax app and watch it live, and you'll need the cable station. It's there. So you get it that way. And RSBN.
I went to go set it so it would record, but it's already set. You thought of it already. Very brilliant.
Yeah. And Mike Lindell and his
How did Maria Delgado do? What's Anna Maria Delgado? Was she running?
No, she wasn't running, but her candidates all won.
Did they? Awesome.
She swept the Palm Beach County seat in school board.
Awesome. Did you hear about Sylvester Stallone and his wife Jennifer Flavin? Because I had to read it in many places. She filed for divorce. And I read this cockamamie story. I love this. That she's divorcing him because he wanted another dog, because he wanted it for security, and he wanted a Rottweiler, and he's got a puppy one, so he's training it. And she didn't want it, and he went and purchased it anyway. In 25-year marriage, she's divorcing him because of a dog. What do you think of that?
The guy from California that comes on our show once in a while said, what difference does it make? Talking about California, and he said in the chat room.
Who gets a divorce over a dog? Who?
I don't know.
25 years. My thought is, I think she cheated on him, or I think she's doing someone. That's what I think. She used her daughters as pawns in a photo op. That's my thought. Okay, that's it. So, somebody's in our chat room.
Yeah.
Yay.
And he comes in once in a while. Like this, you know, this guy here, I'm bringing it to Boy. He's a great guy, and he comes on every so often. And he's one of our people that ask a lot of questions.
Didn't we win something in Texas today? It was overruled by a judge.
A judge ruled that Biden cannot executive order or mandate abortions in the state of Texas. and kick that out. It's illegal because the Supreme Court ruling. And he has not the power anyway. And
that student loan crap is pretty I think we should all come together, the ones who paid all our student loans, because I did over a period of 10 years, paid it off. Why shouldn't anybody else fucking pay it off? I say we all come together who paid their thing, and we go sue Joe Biden so he can get our money back. I'm certainly not paying for some piece of shit asshole who don't want to handle their responsibility in life to take care of what they took a loan out for to get an education and have a free ride. That is bullshit. So my thing is no free ride. They get a free ride, I want a free ride. And I paid off big loans. Okay?
That's going to increase prices across the board, all over the place.
By the way, Congress is the power of the purse. How was he able to do that?
He did executive order and then run.
You can't executive order it. It's financial. It's Congress. They are the power of the purse. He cannot do it.
Are they going to take it to the Supreme Court? It will lead it to the Supreme Court and it will get kicked out.
Those people need to pay their loans.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't really care. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to know about it. And you can't buy a vote.
Yeah, by the way, one of the things we took, one of the people we arrested yesterday, and there'll be a lot more information tomorrow, mostly tomorrow, is this guy that worked for the Charlie Crist campaign and offered to buy food and some other stuff. If you vote, I think it was a $10.
I saw that.
Yeah, a gift certificate if you go and vote for Charlie Crist. Charlie Crist should be held
responsible for it because
we went to his office and he denied responsibility. We arrested the guy. That was done immediately after that.
Was he part of the campaign?
No, he did it on his own.
So he was just some idiot who's an idiot.
And he's now spending 5 years in a prison cell for it.
All right. Yeah, that's 5 years, see?
It's coming.
And all those people, 500 people are going to be shipped off to jail.
Arizona did what Texas is doing, the building the wall despite Biden, and they're also putting trailers in between the gaps until the wall's finished to try and block the people from coming in.
If they try to come over it, they get shot.
We're done.
Okay, we have to protect ourselves. We have to. Okay, I'd like to go back on the topic that I opened with Thomas Jefferson. Okay? They changed the school because they were politically correct because the white person's trying to be rubbed out in this country. Okay? Bottom line, we are all human beings. It's not about skin color. It's about content, okay, and character. Bottom line on that. You can't be sucking up to everyone, just like the Guggenheim in New York City did it. Okay? Sucking up because they're being, intimidated.
Anyway, they did that because...
Look what they did with Aunt Jemima on the pancake.
This young lady was the first black woman to graduate high school in that area, so they named the high school after that. And they took Thomas Jefferson off to do that. Thomas Jefferson, not only was the principal writer of the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, but he also discovered the polygraph. And he did a bunch of other stuff.
He created the chair you're sitting in where you bend to swing back.
Yeah, He was the second vice president. But Thomas Jefferson also was what they call codes. And he did codes, and he made codes up for people and Lewis and Clark and stuff. They all had codes for communications. He was the first one to use codes to communicate, not counting Culpepper and all the stuff that George Washington did. But it was also out of the White House at that time.
Yes.
And yes, the White House was there.
He loved Sally Hennessy. He loved her. Okay? And he wanted to marry her. He did. And her and those children were free. He loved them. He treated them with all respect. He did not treat them as slaves. And she could have left any time she wanted. And she didn't want to. She stayed. She loved him. They loved each other. And they had a beautiful romance together. And I personally will not let anybody slap on them. That's it.
Well, do you have any final words? Because we're down to 8 minutes and change.
Do I? Well, California's falling apart. New York's falling apart. Florida's living. It's living. Okay, and you need to go watch that commercial for Governor DeSantis, Top Gov. It's so much better to see the visual of it. It really, I was impressed. Brilliant marketing, brilliant branding. And I'm hoping to see a ticket of Trump, DeSantis. That's what I want. I know coming January that Trump will be back in the White House, which I wouldn't go in this building right now. It needs to be checked. It's a danger zone. But he will be the president. He will be the 47th president. And this is Scarlett saying, I'll be back on Sunday. Everybody get excited because when I speak, people listen. And everybody have a great week. God bless you. God bless America. God bless President Trump. Take care, everyone. Bye.
And that is a big thing, and we need to do that. And she's right on that. But we need to win the House. We expect to take back 50 to 100 seats in the House. We support and we believe we're going to take back 5 seats in the Senate. President Trump will be in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, on the 3rd of September, September 3rd. And he will have Mastriano, who's running for governor, to win that. And Dr. Oz should be the next senator in Pennsylvania. And there's some other people in there. There's a whole line of people involved. And that's important. And again, like what Scott Pressler's doing, what Brian Destructor is doing, hashtag walk away. Register to vote Republican. Democrats are not for you. They're communists. They support the criminal. They support killing. They support drugs. They support murder in the belly. They support everything under the sun. That goes against the Constitution. They hate religion. They hate religious freedom. They hate everything under the sun. That's why they support CRT. That's why they support Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood.
And they use it as a porn.
And they use the black communities and minorities and people with disabilities for porn. They get absolutely shoved, nothing. I want to thank our friends in California bringing Ed Boye and in the chat room and others today. We want to thank, welcome back to the caller, 574 caller. He or she is welcome to call anytime. We're not afraid of trolls. We welcome trolls. We welcome people to debate. If you run away once we put you on, that shows you're a coward and you're just scared of the truth. You can't handle the truth, as they say in the movies. So we will deal with that. We've got Kent Whitten in position now to get the candidates on. We're going to be focusing on that. Every once in a while, we have entertainment. And you two are coming on. Thank you for joining us in the chat room. And I want to again thank everybody. And God bless you all. We'll be on Sunday. And remember, you cannot silence us, no matter what you do. The truth will always come out. The truth is out there, voice of the people, and the voice of the people is loud and clear. No more Democrats, left communists. We no more CRTs. No more indoctrination recruitments. We want 25 seats, school board seats in the state of Florida. Split them from communism to American first and parental rights and parents first and kids first. Thank you and have a great day.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the